This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. The host on Saturday Night Live this weekend is a comic you may not know yet. His name is Dane Cook. He's young, but he's already managing to draw sellout crowds in big places like Madison Square Garden. His first CD debuted in the top five of the Billboard charts, and he got big laughs and a lot of attention at the recent comedy festival in Las Vegas. The other funny guys there included the far better known Jon Stewart, Dave Chappelle, and Jerry Seinfeld. NPR's Elizabeth Blair caught up with Dane Cook at the Vegas festival.
Caesar's Palace, just before Dane Cook's sold-out show. It's busy backstage. Security guards, a TV crew, caterers, a publicist on her cell phone.
Is he going to the green room or is he going to makeup first?
6 years ago, Dane Cook was barely known outside of his loyal following, mostly college kids and regulars at local comedy clubs here and there around the country.
When you're not in love, when you don't have love, everybody you know falls in love. I came up with the perfect analogy right here. This is what it feels like. When you don't have love, it's like there's a party going on and everybody was invited except for you. And you just happen to be walking by that house in the rain. I wasn't invited to this party. That's what that feels like. But then again, once you're in love, you know what that's like? That's like being inside that party going, where's my jacket? I want to get out of here. Where's my jacket? I've been at this party 6 years, and I want to see other parties. Where's my jacket?
In 2001, Dane Cook landed a half hour on Comedy Central Presents. The show proved popular with viewers, and the cable network repeated it more than 50 times. Certainly that's helped introduce Cook to a national audience. But he really credits the website he started 6 years ago for building that audience, one fan at a time. An idea he picked up watching a documentary about 1970s punk bands.
And they were showing these guys with their flyers out on the corner on this old footage. I'd be like, come see us. We're, you know, we're Stingray. Come check us out, you know. And I remember this one guy passed out a flyer, and a gentleman looked at it and was like, all right, well, I see the name and, you know, music. What's the date? Where are you guys at? He's like, we don't even have a date yet. We don't have any dates booked, but that's our name. We're Stingray. Check us out. Come check us. And it was like, that's the way they used to do it with the flyers and, you know, meeting people. And I said, I'm going to do that via internet.
Dane Cook updated the content on his website constantly. He put bits from his stage act on Napster. He answered every email, even when they started pouring in by the thousands. The website drew people to his live show, and the live show drew people to his website. Dave Itzkoff writes for the New York Times.
I think this has indisputably been Dane Cook's year in comedy. He took a grassroots operation using mailing lists and the internet and built himself a fan base. And that's something that the industry just hasn't ever seen before.
Another thing the industry hasn't seen since 1978 with Steve Martin is a comedy album in the top five on the Billboard charts. Dane Cook's CD-DVD Retaliation.
What is it about car accidents? Why do we love car accidents? Why do we always need to be... And I know you're just like me. It's 2 a.m, it's dead quiet. Sitting, watching TV, maybe you're on your computer, you know, get the window open. All of a sudden you hear that. Damn it. Always waiting for the impact, right? And when you get it, you're psyched. It's like, where are my shoes? Where are my shoes? Shoes, mom, shoes.
A lot of Dane Cook's stand-up material comes from something that might have actually happened to him, including lusting for a car crash.
I live at one of the top 10 most dangerous intersections in the country, according to USA Today. So every night I'd hear, every night I'd hear these things. And I noticed that I always had the same thing where I'd kind of tense up and I'd be listening. And then there was like almost like a want for the crash. And when it didn't happen, it was almost like a little bit of a bummer. And then one night when I heard the crash and I ran out of my place and all my neighbors are coming out, I was the bit. Like the things that I was talking about, I was doing these things before I realized it's a routine.
Dane Cook is very physical in his stand-up, with wild, cartoon-like contortions. He does a really good alien on the Comedy Central show, and he continues to get ideas from rock bands. He's even invented his own trademark, the Sufi, short for the Superfinger.
Here I am on stage, and 8 years ago, And I'm like, I'm sick of the finger, because I gave somebody the finger and the guy like kind of laughed at me. I was like, the finger is no more pizzazz. In the 70s, if you gave somebody the finger, that was a big, big deal. That was like, this guy just gave me the finger. If you flip someone off, it was like, are you kidding me? But I was like, we don't have anything like that. So the bit I attempted was like, let's upgrade the finger instead of the, just the finger now. Now it's going to be the finger and the ring finger. It's kind of like letting people know, hey, this is a new deal. This is a fresh, you know, F you.
Dane Cook says it took a while for the Sioux Fi to catch on, but now he and his fans greet each other with the symbol. Cook says he's even gotten photographs of soldiers in Iraq giving him the Sioux Fi. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.
Hey, did you say photographs? We've got video clips of Dane Cook performing and also cuts from his comedy CD at our website, npr.org.